Today, though, we have Ufumani Mthembi on the line, who's the director of Knowledge Bele. And we're chatting to him because the 15th of July marked World Youth Skills Day. Investec has taken the time to upskill the Dos River youth for transformative future. With the unemployment rate of about 80%, most of the people living under the breadline, it is so important that we identify key commercial assets that need to be seen and used as a catalyst for creating development in the community and creating commercial farms that have paved the way for sustainably new job opportunities in the town. Where young individuals, as part of Investec's Youth Employment Service Yes initiatives, are employed and trained in agriculture, a sector that is central in fostering economic growth, reducing poverty, and of course, improving food security. Fumani, welcome to the O Factor. How are you this morning?
Morning, Aletia. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So you are the director of Knowledge Bele. What is Knowledge Bele and how does it tie in with the Investec Yes program?
Sure. Knowledge Bele is a development organization, and we primarily exist to grow the economies of the communities that host our assets. So we typically work with renewable energy independent power producers or mining entities, companies that have a responsibility towards the communities that they're located in. And we are brought in to then create a development proposition that can ensure that the communities over time develop self-sustaining economies. So that's primarily what we do.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love it. I mean, we're dealing with an energy crisis and being able to harness what we currently have in terms of the agricultural sector and the land that we have available to create sustainable energy, that is incredible. In rural communities, they continue to be part of the receiving end of South Africa's insanely high unemployment rate and, of course, the lack of economic opportunities. Speak to us about the importance of upskilling the youth, especially in these disadvantaged areas.
Sure. I mean, I think the most important thing for us to appreciate is that the geography of our country was designed to exclude those who are away from the main urban centers. Mm. And so, you know, in thinking about or rethinking, in fact, those geographies, ours is to look at a community like Dos Refuge, which historically, you know, was built around a single industry, which was the railway sector. Mm. And to imagine it as a community that has a diversified economy, right? Like any other city. So if you think of Cape Town doesn't depend on a single industry in order to create livelihoods for its people. And so that's precisely what we're working on in the community of Dos Refuge. So what we've partnered on with Investec is an appreciation of the fact that whilst there is a renewable energy power plant in the community that Investec has funded, that power plant is not the single solution to the long-term hopes and needs of that community. Of importance is that diversification and finding industries that can also match the local skill base. And this is how we actually sort of entered into that hydroponic sector, appreciating that it allows us to work with the existing skill base in the community. But, you know, in hydroponic farming, we basically apply a lot of technology that allows us to, I'd say, leapfrog the lessons that would come from perhaps years and years of having operated in the traditional agriculture sector. So, you know, the farms are very much technology driven. Yeah. And that has also meant that for the youth, it's an easy plug and play, right? You know, the training components are not that difficult. The system itself has enough automation to then allow for sort of the perfect blend of skills and technology, and therefore to create a business that is commercial and has long-term possibilities.
All right. Yeah, this is exactly what I wanted to touch on. In terms of the skills development for the youth and them earning an income that's sustainable, so how does that work? Because, I mean, Dos Refuge is sitting with 80% of the people in that area unemployed. How much impact would you say this initiative has made in the community?
Sure. I mean, I do want to highlight that in this sense, unfortunately, Dos Refuge is not unique. Most rural and peri-urban communities in our country have precisely that level of unemployment. So you can appreciate that a level of unemployment that is that high is not easy to resolve through a single investment. Yeah. However, we can never take away the merit of the investment. So from a skills development perspective, the YES program comes with a built-in allocation of funding for training purposes. So we were in fact able to train more than the number of people that we ultimately needed, which is a good thing. So it's not just about the people who ultimately benefit from employment, but there is also a component of upskilling for people who may not make it over the line. So that's the first thing. The number of jobs we've created, we have 10 primary jobs on the farm, and then linked to that, we have security staff. So in total, we have 14 people. And now the question becomes, how do we really conceptualize impact? Not 10 people are not going to make a massive dent when the unemployment rate is 80%.
Sure.
However, how we need to think about jobs is what they mean for the household that are impacted by them. So we're talking about households that historically would not have had any financial transfers into the households outside of perhaps the state social security system. So for those households, it's a massive leap to go from a very limited income to, let's say, 4,000 rand plus per month. One of the stories that's currently out in the public of one of the employees at the farm, she talked about Bjerdeline, how she found herself in the position to go back to school. She's studying part-time, and she's also in the position now to live separately from her family with her son, right? And so she's building her own household. That is the real meaning of impact in this context. Over time, we want to come back to you to report on the many other industries that we will have built in these communities. Because what we've understood with Investec is really that our approach to development is not charity, right? So even as we implement the YES program, we're not sort of doing it through a project-by-project basis in the hopes that, these projects will somehow, create long-term sustainability, but rather we're doing this with an investment lens. We're investing in assets that are long-term job creators and are commercially viable.
Absolutely.
And that for us is what's going to drive development over time.
Oh, I absolutely love that outlook for money, because when we do acts of charity, obviously we alleviate the problem in just the short term. But when we're creating sustainable changes and impacts, that's really beautiful. I love that you mentioned that story of that how one household is impacted actually is really, really a major in terms of the community itself, because a self-sustaining household then allows for the people in that household to grow and learn, self-develop and that sort of thing. So beautiful story. And I guess you've answered my question. I was going to close off with asking the important role the private sector plays in community upliftment and skills development.
Yeah, I mean, Olwethu, this can't be stated enough. We are, as a country, quite advanced in that, whilst other markets are starting to wake up to the importance of environment, society and governance, particularly on the society and governance pieces, South Africa has been really strong. The BBBE framework has created that compact between the private sector and society. Mm. And so we have a minimum understanding of how to approach these challenges. And I think what we hope to demonstrate, between ourselves as Billy and Investec to the rest of the private sector, is the power of taking a strategic approach to our social obligations. Many actors are out there, and as I've said, are taking a somewhat short-term project-based approach to how we create jobs. But as we know, jobs only exist in sustainable sort of macroeconomy.
Exactly.
And that's what we're focused on. So I think there's a massive opportunity to rethink BBBE, to use those social investments, not for short-term projects, but to take a long-term perspective, invest in our communities, and invest in a way that, creates new economic value as well as jobs in that process.
Oh, fantastic. I couldn't have said it better. For my name, Tembo, Director of Knowledge Bele. Thank you so much for joining us on the O Factor for Creating Wealth. And thank you for the time that you've taken to really invest in the communities that need help most, and also ensuring that the investment that you're making is sustainable. Thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Olwethu, and thanks for the platform to share our story.
Incredible. That's Fumani Mtembi, Director of Knowledge Bele, who partnered, of course, with Investec towards their Youth Employment Service YES program. Really incredible work that they're doing. A private sector showing up for the communities in and around the Western Cape. We encourage other members of the private sector to do the same. Let's create wealth all round. We can do it one bit at a time and make sure that it's sustainable.